It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Wednesday, the 25th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Facebook's developer conference F8 starts today. New products and partnerships will surely be revealed. Advertising might be a topic. This week's story about companies like BuzzFeed and the New York Times putting their content directly onto Facebook instead of article links might also come up. And then there's Facebook's Messenger app. It's got a whole lot of users. Many of them, including me, have been reluctant to sign up. Maybe not for long. Our friend at the New York Times, Molly Wood, has been writing about this. Hi, Molly.
Hi, Ben. How are you?
I did just finally cave and put Facebook Messenger on my phone.
Just in time. It was such an irrational and bizarre scenario. And yet it turns out it's not that big a deal.
And it's going to be even more useful for me, perhaps, in the future?
I think so. You know, Facebook's developer conference has been interesting for a while because they haven't been that open, as you know, to third-party developers. But there is a lot of speculation that one thing they might do is open up around the Messenger app. Because there's a trend in some of these apps, especially with apps like WeChat in China or Line, which is a Japanese messaging app, where these apps do everything. They call you a taxi. They handle food delivery. You can pay your tuition. And it's, in most cases, enabled by third-party applications that provide these extra features.
I mean, is this just part of Facebook's world domination plan, that they basically want all of your activity, whether you're buying something or talking to someone or surfing the internet, all goes through Facebook?
Exactly. And it's sort of this, one analyst I talked to called it a constellation strategy, where you don't have a single point of failure. So even if you have people who don't use Facebook, they might still become regular users of Messenger because it's really useful.
What else do you think is interesting about this idea about folding all these extra services into one app?
It makes sense on one hand to graft a bunch of services onto a messaging app because it's an app that people are using and they're using it a lot. But I think we saw with web portals that eventually doing one thing and doing it well has historically been a winning strategy. So you might, I would say, don't get too attached to some of these features because, you know, they might get spun off later.
Our good friend and New York Times tech columnist, Molly Wood. Molly, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
One of the most interesting speakers I met at South by Southwest Interactive in Austin, Texas this year was a Saudi Arabian princess. Princess Rima bint Bandar Al Saud is changing the fate of women in her country, in part as the CEO of luxury retail brand Alpha International, where she hires women to sell goods to other women. She's also working on a breast cancer awareness initiative called 10KSA, which is being promoted on social media. Rima, as she prefers to be called, started by talking about educating women around navigating the complexities of the workplace in a country where women's rights are still quite restricted.
What we're doing is training the front line of employees to be able to have the skill sets to learn to work. Because if you train someone how to use a cash register, but you don't actually train her how to use HR or train her how to engage and dialogue with her coworkers, she's not actually going to be a very successful salesperson. But it's not a skill set that's given. You have to learn it. Just to give you a heads up, I might have been the CEO of the company, but it took me 2 years to ask for a salary.
So you weren't being paid?
No, but I also didn't ask. And you should have seen the horrified faces on the board when they realized. They're like, what do you mean you haven't been paid? I was like, well, who am I supposed to talk to? Now take that down to a woman that has no exposure and no experience. So I want to make sure nobody goes through that.
Do you think new technology plays a role at all in helping to make that happen?
Yes, because everybody's talking to everybody and everyone's listening to everybody right now. It's not secondhand. It's not tomorrow. It's not next week. If you said it today, I can read it today. And so you can actually action change very fast these days, I think.
You know, you're referencing social media in some ways, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are there complexities to that when it comes to how it happens in your country?
I think it depends on what subject and what topic and what environment. I mean, I can tell you, religion, don't touch it. And it's not just about my right to say it. Somebody has to hear it. So be more conscientious in the words that you use.
But at the same time, I feel like you're hinting that there's a lot of positive coming out of this.
Amazing positivity. Because half the people that I've connected to that are making 10KSA happen are people that are engaging with us on social media. I mean, I can tell you one thing that blew my mind.
Yeah, please.
WhatsApp. When we were launching our social media, I sent out 500 WhatsApp messages. And then I went on to Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. I'm like, oh my God, 70 people, 120, 45. I'm like, oh my God. It is now already a global message.
What's your favorite iPhone app?
Instagram. I love Instagram. I'm like the queen of Instagram.
What do you Instagram?
I travel a lot for work. Mm-hmm. And I find it so much easier to post a picture than to send 50 emails, send 100 text messages, or write something on Facebook. I really don't want to say too much. I just want you to know where I am and what I've seen and that I've seen something great.
Rima, thank you so much. Oh,
thank you.
And remember this?
This CD has some kind of enhanced background data, lots of code, maybe a program he designed.
That's from Kill Switch. It's the episode of The X-Files about an evil artificial intelligence that Scully and Mulder have to battle while investigating a homicide. Well, here's hoping the new season of The X-Files also has killer machines of all kinds. The science fiction drama is getting revived with 6 more episodes ordered this week by Fox. Lots happened in the 13 years since it went off the air. Tweet me your prediction about which of our favorite FBI special agents will get a wearable device. I'm at The Brock Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.